the tail.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
So, we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. We'd like to welcome everybody to this month's meeting of the Smith County Board of Trustees, Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees. Have several people in attendance, notably Lynn Heats, our friends of the library president, and Chuck Howie, and Heather. It's good to have you here with us. And Helen, Tracy. Good to see you. And Sheila. Glad to have you all here with us this evening. We're going to go ahead and look at the agenda. If you can look over that, and we're going to take a vote to approve this agenda as it stands right now.
Well, I move that we approve that agenda.
Tracy has.
Okay.
And I'll second.
Patton has moved to approve the agenda, and Donna has second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, is there anybody?
I don't think I've got a chance to look at it.
Take your head.
Do we normally do this?
We normally, well, they come usually in the emails, and so we look at them before the meeting, but you take a minute and make sure it looks okay to you.
Well, no, I just, I agree with you. It just happens so quickly.
Yeah, that's why.
Man, I haven't even, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, we'll go ahead with that. And then is there anyone here who would like to take a few minutes for public or guest remarks? Lynn, I guess you...
You're the guest.
You're the main guest. Is there anything you'd like to say at the board?
Well, I already said a few things earlier, but and for those who weren't here, when I said it, is we had our first public sale of our books. Heather set that up with the in conjunction with the town holding their first Saturday, excuse me, first Saturday of the month craft sale using the farmer's market. And I would say it went over very well for the first time. We got publications out with the board out in front and the flyers and Heather put around. But we, because of that, we're thinking about doing every, trying it out for the first Saturday of every month. Mm-hmm. Keep it going. Heather, do you want to add anything?
Well, I think there are going to be a lot of books in the sale. We come on discarding things out of the library, so I hope we continue it.
Yeah. That, and, you know, because of this limited space we have here, every time Heather gets new books, she's got to unload a book out of it. And they're good books.
Right.
A lot of books you don't even want to get rid of, really, but we have no choice.
Yeah. So the sale was successful. We've got some volunteers. You have good help with your book sales, or you
for
need
the,
help?
For the book sale? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got volunteers.
Voluntold or volunteer?
No, he's talking about himself.
He's a volunteer. Well,
but they got some new members. You got four new members, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to them about if they would like to volunteer. We had a couple volunteers who weren't able to come last time, mm-hmm. but last minute because of a call out of town, and the other one got sick. So we covered it.
Well, we really appreciate all that you do for the Friends, for the library here in Chilhowee, and you've been in a long time. You recognize that expertise.
Over 15 years, I think, as president. Kind of somebody else takes over.
But it's wonderful that you're so devoted and dedicated to the library and helping. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. But, you know, the library is something that we cannot lose. Mm-hmm. It's here for everyone, not just the people that come in here. I mean, they're members, but the children and the adults. For the future, you just have to have a library to support them.
Right. No, you're right. Is there anything we as a board can do for the Chilhowee Library? Anything that you can think of that would be helpful? You and Heather, feel that
way? Not this minute, but we'll think about it.
You think about it and email us. I know we would all be happy to hear anything that you all have about ways you think we could improve things here in Chilhowee.
Well, I think the fact that we have a new board of supervisors and what we had in the past, that helps because they didn't necessarily like the library.
Yeah.
And and you know what battles we fought with that.
That's true. So it's important to always have friends of the library on the Board of Supervisors and on the board here. So that's good.
That's true.
Good observation. So thank you for all you're doing here. We appreciate it. Okay, there's no one else that wants to say anything?
I just wanted to mention one thing that at the meeting that we went to, the dedication of the Will Walker, I think you were there. They are going to have the Apple Festival this year. And so that's always, this building itself is always right in the midst of all the goings on.
We used to hold a book sale during the Apple Festival. And the last couple of years that we had it here, it just didn't pay for it. We had to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And for whatever reason, we sold about $200 worth of books the whole time. So we said, that's too much work for a couple of people for that kind of volume. So we said, no, we'll just put the books out here like they are now. Plus, we gave up that space that we had to the Apple Festival people because they wanted to expand. We probably could get it back on shorter protests.
That's good.
But thanks for bringing that up because we'll find some way of working something in with that time. If nothing else, we'll go around, we'll get a little card table set up and we'll take membership applications.
Yeah, that would be helpers in Howie Library. Okay, moving on, we'll go to the approval of the minutes, and we'll take just a minute if you look at your minutes here.
No, I got those.
You got those?
I read those.
You got them? Okay, so if there's anybody who would like to vote to approve the minutes as presented?
I move we approve
them. Pat, and a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Nellie second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the approval of the minutes. Now we will move on to the approval of the April disbursements. And just take a minute and look down through there and review.
I really like this format.
I really do too, it's good.
I can't grasp it.
Yes.
Now what I can't do is look on six different pages and try to add it.
Exactly. This is great.
Or 20, whatever it was.
It was a lot.
I can do this.
So if you all just want to look down through there for just a minute, and if there's anything, Sheila or Rose, that you'd like to point out in anticipation of a question.
So I will, there are a few things that have not appeared on here before. So Nobody Resources on April 8th, that was for Spanish children's books.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's not somebody you've seen on one of these disbursements, I don't think, in the past. This month we also had the Thomas Hullo Nursery. Those for those new trees that Byron put up in Marion.
Right.
So we got the two dogwoods and the two red buds. Mm. And then Lowe's Home Center, that's mulch.
The great mulch.
The mulch that ate Marion. We've got a lot of mulch.
It looks great though.
It does. It looks lovely. It looks great. A lot of
so
mulch.
Lowe's is mulch.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you want to bring to our
attention? Tractor Supply is also mulch. No one place has had enough mulch.
There has been a problem finding mulch. I've run into that too.
What is Midwest tape?
That are the the one here is listed as Hoopla. That's the new digital resources we have available. The new, it's 900,000 ebooks, e-audiobooks, okay. Movies, music, TV shows.
Okay, great.
And so that's $6,000 we paid for that out of our, the line item in the budget was digital resources. That when you all approve the budget, you approve the digital resources.
Okay. So, I just didn't make that connection.
Yeah, so that Midwest tape is Hoopla. And otherwise, Midwest tape is where we buy the videos for the library.
Okay. Thank you.
The other thing I wanted, just for the board's information, is the, I saw it earlier, the gas.
K KVAT Food Stores is gas.
Is it Atmos? The Atmos bill.
Oh, yes.
The $2,271 Atmos bill.
Yes.
So you want to explain kind of what happened there?
Yes. So for 4 months through the winter, our gas bill was like $28. And I remember asking when we got it, I said, why is our gas bill only $28? That seems pretty low. But we paid it. And suddenly in March, we got a bill for $2,271. And we said, excuse me, what happened? And they said, well, the meter was broken. And so we went back for 4 months. That $28 that you were paying was significantly below your actual usage.
Sure.
So we went back, we fixed the meter, and we went back and averaged it. Now we asked the question, if it was broken, how do you know how much we used? How did you get to this exact number? And they said, well, we went back and averaged over the last several years what you used in those months. And so Virginia is evidently a state where they're allowed to do that.
And it's like a $500 credit or something.
Yeah, Sheila pushed back, and because they gave us, well, they never told us that they never told us the meter was broken. They came and fixed it without telling us, and then suddenly we get this $2,000 bill. So we did push back, and so they knocked a little bit off of it, but. In general, the state of Virginia allows them to do this. This prompted me to go online and look, and Atmos has a monopoly in Smith County, because I thought, well, let's see if there's another provider. Can I switch providers? But in the state of Virginia, Atmos is the monopoly provider.
Does this seem to be concurrent with what the average would be?
Yes, it's, okay. Yeah, it's not wildly different.
Okay. They also do that for the power company from time to time. They take an average to come up with your bill.
Yeah.
So it's not unusual.
It was deeply annoying.
It was a little bit annoying. So that was a bit of a surprise, right?
Yes.
The other thing I noticed, just there are four line items for CenturyLink, and they're different account numbers. So is that just for different?
Yes.
The different sites?
Yeah, okay. So plus the fax line is a separate bill.
That's all.
So it's four because each location gets a bill plus the fax line is a separate line.
All right. Anybody else have a question? Any question about
that? No, but I would move to approve.
Okay. We have a motion to
Can I tell you one more thing?
Yes.
So, yes, exactly. I was going to tell you about the cash because that's here in Chilhowee.
Yes.
So, since we reopened, we have a lady who comes and cleans in the library. Once a week, and so, but she only wants to be paid in cash, and she's not set up as a company to send us an invoice, and so rather than, it's a little messy for me to kind of take it out of the petty cash, so we created a process for cash advances, and so Sheila, once a month, issues Heather a cash advance of $100 for that month's money. And then each week the lady signs when she gets her $20, and then Heather sends that back to Sheila to liquidate that advance, and then we give her another one for the coming month.
It's a lot easier to write a check.
So that's the way around that.
So that's why we're doing that.
Okay.
But I see cash advances as something that we only use in extraordinary circumstances.
Right.
I don't generally want to be doing cash advances, but that's what we're doing to handle this particular lady. And $20 to clean the library is a pretty good price, and so we want to accommodate her.
That's a really good price.
It is.
And she's doing an excellent job. She also cleans for Mr. P's.
Okay.
I didn't know that until we had hired her.
Okay.
She does a good job.
She's really good.
She's reliable.
She's very reliable.
That's good.
So we want to accommodate her as best we can.
Right.
So
keep her.
And we got Heather a locking bag so she can keep the money safe.
Okay. Good. All right. Patton made a motion to approve the disbursement. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Donna second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We've approved the disbursements. Let's move on and review our financial report that was provided to us by Lawhorn, right?
Yep.
It's this big one. The big bag.
There we go.
And
let's find the expenses.
The big financial report. So I guess my first question is always what I start out with. You know, we've got these big packet. Is there anything, Sheila, Rose, Teresa, that you think we need to be aware of as a board? Are we on track for the year in our spending? Are we in trouble on any of these line items? Are we?
There are a few where we've gone a little bit over. Mm-hmm. One of them we've talked about before, which is the unemployment insurance.
Right.
So when I did the budget, looking at last year, I only gave us $900. Mm-hmm. We've already been billed, I think, $1,300 or $1,200 for unemployment insurance. So I'll have to, you know, get the budget committee, you know, I'll talk to the budget committee. We're going to have a budget committee meeting, but we will reallocate money. We have other funds available that we can reallocate. It'll be a couple hundred dollars for that one.
Okay.
The electricity, I think we also think we might have to put some more money there.
Okay.
Partly because of that big gas bill.
Right.
So we're at about electricity and gas, we're right now at 93% of what we had allocated, mm-hmm. and we still have 2 months to go.
Okay.
So I think we're going to have to put some more money there.
All right.
I would say the bigger problem, quite honestly, is underspending. We've got a lot of accounts where we are under, mm-hmm. and you know, the big focus, everybody can tell you that the big focus for the last month has been spending money. Every day we are getting 10 boxes of stuff coming in. Yeah. And
look outside.
Yeah.
I did see that.
So Heather's box is out in the library. We'll show you. So we have to get the Library of Virginia money is our first priority, is we've got to spend that money because we won't get it next year if we don't spend it all.
Right.
So we are pushing out the Library of Virginia money. I will walk through with the budget committee the very messy back and forth, because all of these allocations were nice, neat, round numbers,
right.
but it doesn't actually work that way in real life.
Oh, yeah.
And so we are, you know, kind of moving stuff always within the collection account, mm-hmm. but from different purposes, mm-hmm. to make sure we spend all the money.
Okay.
So, and we have been able to kind of get everybody the books they wanted. We've been able to do Hoopla. We've been able to do Newsbank. So our patrons are getting tremendous, mm-hmm. you know, much more volume of materials available to them, both hard copy and digital, than they've had in previous years.
That's great.
So I think that's a wonderful story for this library and for this board to tell people that, you know, we've been able to reinvest the money that we had available and really bulk up our collection in important ways. So I told you last month it was 1,000 new books. This month it's 999. So it's,
wow.
Yeah, so it's a similar number. So the focus has just been pushing the money out the door, but there are still areas where I would say underspending is more of a problem than overspending.
Wow. So how do we
I can think of a few things.
Sure. The suggestions are welcome.
So that's the way how do we remedy that? Is there a way that we can?
Well, it was an extraordinary year. So this, you know, this was a budget that we approved in January.
Right.
So we've had February through June to spend it. And
right.
so that was a lot of money to mm-hmm. spend February to June.
Right.
And you really have to stop spending at the end of May. You don't really have June. So we had February, March, April, May.
Gosh, you just have a week to spend on it.
So I think we're going to be okay. I think we probably will end up carrying over some local money to next year.
Okay.
The sign, you know, once we get the logo, then we can do the sign. But until we get the logo decided, we can't do the sign. So, you know, I left a good chunk of money for that. So we'll move that over. So we will probably carry over local money to next
Russell
year.
Russell, answer this question. Will the board supervisors allow that?
Yes, I mean, it's not, my understanding is that is the way it has been done in the past.
And they have, she and Shauna, the new county administrator, have a great relationship, which is wonderful.
Because you mean before they were always trying to take everything they could from us.
Now it's new players, and she and Sean have developed a great relationship, and that's
well, thank you
always
for that.
A good thing.
Yes.
We desperately needed that.
Yeah, so it's been good.
Yeah, he's been great.
Because I've been afraid in the past not to spend everything.
No, she's...
We're going to work really hard. Trust me when I tell you. I'm, every day I come in with a new idea. Hey, can we get this spent by the end of June?
Are there things that you want at the library that we haven't been able to do that we could take advantage of?
Well, I mean, some of the stuff I've already told you about, News Bank and Hoopla, were big priorities for me just because of the pandemic, to give people who have to stay at home more virtual resources. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to do that. We have about 7 years worth of newspapers that we haven't been able to digitize. And so I'm talking to that gentleman and we can do that, I think. So I talked to him today and I got a quote for that. I just placed an order yesterday for something that they're called Playaways. And they're like little tablets that you don't have to do any internet downloads. They're preloaded. And for both kids, but also for the seniors for the outreach program. For the kids, they have learning activities, games, stories. Then for the adults, they have card games, Sudoku, crossword puzzles. So we're adding those to the collection.
May I back up a moment and go back to the Hoopla and the other thing you said?
News Bank.
So those are our videos and moves and things that patrons can watch at home?
At no cost to them. And we only pay for what they use. So unlike when I buy books in the library, I hope that I have found the books that the community wants. But with Hoopla, I only pay for what people actually borrow.
Oh.
And so that $6,000 that you saw on disbursements is a good chunk. We've limited people to 4 loans a month as a way to control the cost. Because some libraries love it so much, you know, you want guaranteed checkouts, right? That makes your circulation numbers look really good. You know, Hoopla is guaranteed checkouts, right? Everything in there is a checkout.
I have to go home and watch this.
You should. You download the Hoopla app on whatever device you use and attach your library card to it and start browsing, and you can do ebooks, e-audiobooks, music.
Yeah. Better than Netflix.
Okay.
And Helen, Helen, are you the one who figured out how to use it with the TV? Somebody figured out how to use it with the TV.
It was me. I think Janet did.
Oh, so Janet did.
Smart TV would just be...
You can hook it up to your TV and watch it.
I was going to say, it just came on.
Bottom line is we got to push money out the door.
Okay.
And we are all focused like a laser on that.
Yes.
Oh yes, we did spend money on the meeting room. Your meeting room is going to be so much better next time you're in there. We got a camera that sees the whole room, and we got 2 wireless microphones.
Nice.
So everybody will be able to see and hear. So yes, trust me, we are spending that money.
That's wonderful. I mean, Okay. Is there anything else you all feel like, Teresa back there? Anything else you all feel like we need to know about financial? We're in good shape, obviously.
I mean, you are in good shape. You've got almost $400,000 in the bank account in the UK.
Great.
And, $98,000 operating overage at the end of April.
Good job.
Awesome job.
Well, it creates other problems.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but that's better than going the other way, right?
True.
But yeah, thank you all.
That was not the nice problem to have.
It is a good problem.
I've seen some of the other issues.
Yeah, it's especially having gone through, you know, pandemic and all the things that we've had to endure. I mean, this is a good thing. We're thrilled that the library is in a position to have more than enough.
Yes.
So thank you all, because it really is, it is you all that have done that. So thanks. We really appreciate that.
Wow.
So we don't need to approve that financial. That was just a report. Do y'all have, as a board, have any questions? Any other questions regarding the finances? No? Okay. We will move on then to the next part, which is our director's report. And slip down to that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Teresa.
I have another commitment.
You're free to go.
Thank you. Are we good?
Yes, I think we're good.
Yes. Our latest love letter from the IRS.
Okay, yeah, so this is a reject. No, I think it's a good one.
No, now instead of owing them money, they owe us money.
Oh,
that's all.
Bring all the money in, aren't we?
Money falling out of the trees.
It's unusual.
This is a great board to be on. You go back and report that to your John. I have board to
We don't understand how it went.
I'll take it.
What a wonderful
problem. You think COVID had something to do with it?
Oh, that's great.
This is a different one.
Oh,
that's for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right.
All right, we're going to go on to the director's report now.
All right, so I'm not going to, I sent you three pages, so I'm not going to go over the three pages. I'm going to hit the highlights. The elevator. So the elevator is a highlight. The Board of Supervisors approved the $40,000. We got the bids in. We got a bid from ThyssenKrupp for $307, something like that. Mm-hmm. And the Board of Supervisors Budget Committee, I met with them first, then I met, the Board of Supervisors met last week. They approved the money. I sent the work order to ThyssenKrupp the next day. We owed them a 50% deposit. Sheila sent that check on Friday. They have to order, the parts have to be custom made for our elevator. Mm-hmm. And so they say 6 to 12 weeks to get the parts made, but with the supply chain problems we know exist all over the country,
right,
there are no guarantees of that. The county is gonna send us a check for $40,000. The town of Marion is gonna give us a check for $5,000. So all we have to fund is the $2,307, and we have that easily.
That's
so that will not be an issue.
Good job.
That's an awesome job.
Yes.
That was a lot of work.
Yes, it has been a lot of work.
For day one, for her very first day. Yeah. The day before she came, the elevator went out.
And I got, we got the bill for $50,000
for the first day. Yeah, so she's really been a trooper. It would have been enough to make most people turn around and say, thank you, no thank you.
So that, I'm very happy to report we are on our way to, getting that done. It's still going to be a while, but we're on the path to getting that done.
Okay.
Chris and I went to the Saltville Town Council last week. They are, you know, we talked about the issues with the building. Mm-hmm. We still have work to do there. My conclusion after being in that room is that we still have work to do. So we will keep doing that work. Tracy led the scholarship committee that chose Rebecca Martin from Chilhowee High School to get the annual scholarship.
Great.
And she's going to Carson Newman College. Did I get that right?
I think it's university now. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. In the fall. Let's see. We have, Tracy is in Saltville this week. Chris is on leave. And so I'm particularly happy about this because this
Tracy's in Saltville?
It happened, yeah,
this
three days
week.
This week.
Yeah, so.
I know, I've been here 18 years and never worked in a library. I mean, I've been, you know, like, since 2000, whatever.
Wow, that's great.
So, Tracy is in Saltville this week, covering for Chris this week.
Turns out they need a new library. Y'all did. Yes.
Turns out we've done that on the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a story behind that because we tried to get them a new library.
We're still trying hard.
The shelving issue with not putting yourself in the building, those are not meant for books. Those shelves are not meant for books. They can't fit. Every single children's book has to go on its side like this. And that is not the way, you know, kids don't get books that way. They gotta see the colors and the images and...
And it breaks their spines.
She needs a new library.
Yeah, that's... yeah, she does.
So, but more importantly for me, I told you all at the beginning, my goal for this library is to be one system with three branches. And so having Tracy in Saltville this week, meeting Saltville patrons, getting to know the operating conditions contributes to that goal of one library system. So I appreciate Tracy doing that, but also Chris making it work. So they had an orientation session before. Chris left, so yeah, no, this is exactly what I want to see happen, and we'll be having it happen more and more.
That's great.
The auditors are coming for their preliminary
and
visit.
And we're all going
next week.
Yeah, I have to
turn that in. This is when the board starts to go, have you done yours?
I did.
Oh,
So
they will be here Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Okay.
But they're just coming to do preliminary work.
Yeah,
this is,
I'll get one. Fill out paperwork.
Yes.
Could you resend that, Rose? Would you mind to resend that for our current up to date?
Sure.
That way we'll open our email tomorrow and do that.
Sure.
Fill out audit. It's really not that hard.
No, it's not.
It's a couple questions.
It's well, it's going to be really easy this year. Oh.
All right.
Yeah. I will send it again. That's not a problem.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes.
I sent y'all an email today. We have the date for the trustees workshop with United for Libraries. So that's June 8th from 12 to 3. This is United for Libraries is a branch of the American Library Association that works with advocating for public libraries. So they are doing, this is being done just for Virginia Public Library trustees.
I have a question about that. I mean, I do okay with having to log on for a meeting, but I do a little bit better when I have to be somewhere for a meeting. I might tend to forget I have that meeting on June 8th. So would there be a way we could just make the room downstairs available?
Of course.
I mean, feel free to join at home if you guys want to. I may get my lunch and go and eat while I watch that.
Sure.
And just make it an afternoon, and anybody's welcome to join me in the Copenhagen meeting room.
What are you having for lunch?
I'm going to probably have something from downtown somewhere. But
is that
just,
on a Saturday?
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
12 to 3.
And, you know, I kind of would like to.
Sure.
If you have like to hang out with everybody else that wants to come.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But we can watch it from
you can watch
sure.
it from right. You don't have to go in.
We heard today that we've been waiting for months for our Category 2 E-rate, which is the wiring that will put Wi-Fi in this building, for example.
Yes.
We finally got the approval letter today. So they are going to pay $15,675, I think, and we have to kick in about $3,000.
It's amazing.
We have.
She's accessing every resource. This group is accessing every resource they can.
Yeah.
So that's how we get ahead.
Right. So yeah. So
that's
it'll
wonderful.
It'll fix the Wi-Fi in this building and in in Saltville and some work in Marion as well.
Great.
Yes. So someday we will have good Wi-Fi here. We don't know when, they won't start until July. It starts in the new fiscal year. So the work won't begin before July 1st. Mm-hmm. But, so we'll get there as fast as we can.
That'll be great for all the communities that have a library to have that Wi-Fi.
Right, to have better Wi-Fi, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna talk about summer reading now because I put it in new business, so I will skip that. And I think that's pretty much. The outdoor lockers I was going to tell you about.
Ah, yes, we've passed the one in Franklin County. Yes, tell us about that.
So they haven't arrived yet, but we have purchased for each branch a tower of 6 lockers with clear front doors, and they're digital locks. And we will be able to put materials in there for patrons who can't come in during the hours that we're open. And so we'll go ahead and check out the materials to them. We will give them the combination for, it's a digital lock, and then once they take out the materials, we'll reset the lock. If they leave their materials in there for 72 hours, we will take the materials out and return them and start over.
Wow. That's great.
So,
accommodation.
Yeah.
And then Roanoke, there's a library system up there that had that, and they did a news piece on that. So it would be great if WCYB would come and see what.
Yeah, once we have them, we've ordered them, they're on their way. But yeah, it'll be great for people to be able to just walk up, plug in their code, and take their books. They have clear doors so that people will see that it's books, and hopefully we won't have vandals trying to break into it because it's books.
But that's a great idea.
Yeah, so those have been ordered.
Younger kids. I think younger kids may like doing that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or I get to go to a machine, you know, it's kind of like a red box.
Yeah.
Well, that one in Franklin County is fancy. That's an actual vending machine.
It's really, right. We can see it from the road. I mean, it's huge.
Do you know how much those cost? Those cost like $200,000.
Yeah, we won't be able to do that.
But I priced those, and I was like, we got a lot of things we need before we need $200,000 on a vending machine.
But it's great to have a scaled-down version of that. It's the same need. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so we're very excited.
And it's new and different.
It is, and people get excited about it.
Yeah. All right.
And you can always add more. That's just six.
Yes.
So they
let
more
than
go
together. Yeah, it's just one strip.
One strip, but you can add more. So, in Buchanan County, she told me she had 18.
Oh.
I said, are you using 18? She said, no, we probably only use about 9 or 10 at a time. But she said it's, because they're like us, they're a rural county, and people have a hard time getting there.
Right.
And so she says they're very, very popular. Her patrons love them.
That's a great idea.
So. All right, now is there anything, y'all have any questions on anything in the director's report?
I don't think I have any questions about this. I'm going to fall more into the new business and those things, but great. I think one thing I really like is that as a board, we're conscious of this, and you and the staff are conscious of making ourselves, and you're making yourself available to the town councils and the board of supervisors. And I think that makes a big difference to have you, or maybe a board member, attend these town council meetings regularly, at least once every 3 months, because they see they really are invested in this community, and we want to do the best we can for the communities that we serve. So I think that's a huge thing. So I like seeing all those attending town councils and meeting with Sean up, and I think keeping those positive relationships is key to the library having success. So
if I wanted to attend a town council meeting next month,
right,
would I need to get approval just go?
You could just contact Heather. You all could coordinate that. We've tried to do it like every third month we meet in Chilcowie, every third month we meet in Saltville and Marion. So we've kind of made that month the month that Rose goes to the Chilcowie Town Council meeting. Is the month we're meeting for our board meeting in Chilcowie.
Okay. So I was there last week, and okay. I told them, we're meeting this month in Chilcowie. Y'all are welcome to come.
Right.
So it's just a reminder.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think so they liked...
Every third month.
Every. Okay.
So you all can coordinate. Yeah. You can go with Rose the next time and just be there and say, you have any questions? We're here. But on that note, it's good as board members for us to, one, have communication with the board of supervisors who appointed us regularly and ask them if they have any questions about how we're doing, and also town council members. So
I invited Mike Sturgill tonight to this board meeting, and he thanked me for inviting him. But Northwood's graduation is tonight, and he has to be there for that.
Right. So I think just maintaining those relationships is key. So I think that's great. All right, so thanks for that report. And we have a Chilcowie report. That's Heather.
I wanted to make a comment about that. Mr. Pease, before COVID started, he would attend the council meeting every time.
Right.
And when it started, awesome. He asked me to come. I usually go every few months, so
good.
I have something to talk about. Okay. I go every month. But they would you like to have a report to what's going on?
Well, they're giving us money.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, and you're right. You get in front of these folks, and they you don't have to necessarily say anything each time you go. Just being there lets them know that you're concerned about it. And if they have any questions about it, you can answer it. Or if you can't answer it, you can say, I'll take that up in front of the board and be back there.
Right. So it's really important.
Yeah.
And it's, right, and it's just a good, you know, I was able to tell them about Hoopla, and Julie Sturgill was very excited about Hoopla. She's like,
she called me, actually. She did. She updated her account, and Marlene came over, and she updated her account. And I was going to tell you, I noticed that you must have talked about it, because people are trickling in.
Because I said to everybody, but you're going to need to make sure your library card is up to date.
And the same happened at the Marion Council.
So if it's expired.
I can tell you talked about it.
Right. I said, if your card's expired, you're going to want to get that renewed, and we're happy to help with that.
It's very effective. Well, on that note, John Clark was supposed to come tonight, but I don't know if he didn't. But the council has proposed a new roof in the next fiscal year for this building, so I'm really happy about that. The budget hasn't passed yet, but they have put that in the budget, so I'm really grateful for the council doing that. I'm really appreciative. I wanted to say, I wasn't at the previous board meeting. I wanted to welcome Nellie as our new member. She's been a patron of Chilcotin as long as I've been here, and I'm happy to have her. And I also want to thank Mr. Payne for his service.
Yes.
We can't be on the board anymore, but I really appreciate everything that he did.
He did.
While he was on the board.
Did a great job. And do you have anything else?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I have lots of stuff.
Oh, good.
I thought
you were done.
No.
Look, he just listened.
I don't know how much you want me to do.
Heather, will you pull your mask down?
Can you not hear me?
She can.
Does that sound better?
Much.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm old,
okay.
And I have hearing problems.
That's fine. As you all know, the library reopened in April, and when we initially reopened, it was kind of split half and half with the patrons. A lot of people preferred the curbside service to continue with that. You know, we pick out their books and bring them out to the curb, but that's kind of changed over the last few weeks. More people are coming into the library, and I'm really happy about that. We're even seeing people we haven't seen since we closed down, so I think that's a step forward in the right direction.
Yeah.
And as Rose said, we're ordering new materials, and I wanted to thank Rose for that, because she did increase the budget when she came, and I looked at that as a new opportunity to revamp our collection. I think when people come into the library, they're going to notice a new library, because we have all new materials. It's a really good thing, and we've had a lot of positive comments about who we are, too. We're trying to make space for the new things coming in, so Logan, I'm working with him. He's doing the inventory, and then we're weeding things together. And that's, we're working on a section at a time, so that's going to take a little bit of time. But Logan is excellent. He's very fast and efficient, but he's very good at what he does. So he's going to be here this summer, and then he goes back to college. He attends Henry and Henry. And we also have Rosemary Carrico and Rita Fry working, and they're working on our summer reading program. I don't know if you want me to wait to talk about that. You said you were going to talk about
that. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in new business.
Well, I'll leave that. And Nellie mentioned that we attended the farmer's market dedication. That was really nice. And Mr. Pease and his wife also attended that. And I'll just say that we're planning to do our summer reading down there. So I think it's a really nice facility. And Mr. Pease talked about the book sale already. We're going to hopefully continue to try that. I think it was successful. And I have one more thing to talk about. I brought some pictures for you guys. Mr. Payne, I know he talked about the library sign the last time I was here.
Yep.
And the crosswalk that he worked on with VDOT, it's under construction. I don't think it's, you might have more information about that. Do you know anything else about that?
Not this current.
I know they worked on the sidewalks, but the lines haven't been painted yet.
Well, that's been approved by VDOT.
Yeah.
But when they're going to start, I'm not sure.
They've already started on the sidewalks.
But the continuation.
I don't know the updates. And I thought John Clark would be able to tell us more about that tonight. But anyway, I took a picture of the Glade Spring. This is located right before you get to the town square, and they have a library right off their town square. And this is kind of what I envisioned to have down here. Yeah. So, we have a library supply in Dimco, and I showed Rose some signs. And Mr. Payne had also contacted Josh Lewis. Do you know him?
Yeah.
And he said there's a process that you can apply for a sign like that through VDOT. So I don't know which way you want to go, but I think that would be a good collaboration with maybe the Friends or the town, and we could get that established.
I don't think we can put it up ourselves.
I know we
right?
can.
Right? Other people have to be in charge of that.
Definitely.
So that was my whole point was, you know, if they require us to buy the sign, we can buy the sign. It's not that much money.
Yeah,
but we can't just run around putting up our own signs. No. They have to.
Right, it has to be approved. Yeah.
I was hoping John would be here tonight. So.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to follow up with him on and see what the process needs to be for the sign to go up. Because, yeah, Jim had mentioned that. And I think
he had worked hard on that.
He really wanted to see that happen. So yeah. I think, you know, the next logical step is to talk to Mr. Parker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, when you do that, where are you going to put it?
That's what, well, I have an email from Josh Lewis. I had thought about putting it at the, do you know where the crosswalk is going to be installed exactly? Right at the beginning of the park. I thought that maybe at the corner of that intersection, and Josh Lewis suggested two signs, so.
In each direction.
That. Yeah, and I thought you could put one back to back, or I don't know.
Well, no, you put one on each side, so for the people who are coming southbound and the people northbound.
That's
so, yeah, so yeah, generally you do want two, but they have to decide, we can't decide.
He sent me a link to the application, and so I guess the town would fill that out, I don't know.
I'll ask John, yeah.
If you look at the signs they have up to introduce Chill Hollow, they have four of them. They have one coming this way and one that way, and you know, so you've got it all covered whichever way they come in.
Right.
Is the library already listed on the Chilhowee website?
Oh yeah.
It's there. Okay.
On every page. Seriously. There is not a page on that Chilhowee website that doesn't have a link to the library.
Is that right?
It is amazing.
That's my fault.
Good for you. I love it. Now, every time I've gone and I've looked, and there's a link to the library on every Chilhowee website page.
Wonderful.
Felicia Elmer works with the web page, and I sent her our information. She's good about keeping everything updated for the library. Yeah. And the town really appreciates everything we do. So
I wanted you to talk about your trees for Citizen Science.
Oh, yeah. I had all that stuff to talk about. We gave out birding by ear packages, and we collaborated with Melanie Smith, and she's a Virginia Master Naturalist, and she's also the elementary school librarian. She did a birding by ear walk, and we did a story time together, and we handed out these packages, and then we gave out the trees for Earth Day. We did a lot, and all the locations did. It was very successful for Citizen Science.
I saw all the Facebook posts, people picking up their trees. That was good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good publicity. Yes. And good for
people. Yeah. People really liked that. People that don't normally come to the library came for that.
Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else in your report? I won't interrupt you, but I feel like okay, well, we appreciate all you've done to keep the library steered forward and moving. And, you know, it obviously is a lot of support here in this community, and people love it and really are excited about the services that are offered here. And that's what we want. And we can reach more people. That's all we can hope to do, is get more and more people through the doors or on the website. Thank you. And we will go to old business. And we've talked about
the elevator. I already did the elevator, yes. So sorry, I jumped the gun.
That's okay. We'll go to the summer reading.
So I want to make this a broader discussion to talk about the changes that the governor made in the mask mandate and the impending change March, May 28th, when all restrictions will be dropped.
Right.
So we had a conversation, Heather and Tracy and Chris and I met to talk specifically about summer reading. Obviously, there's a demand in all the communities to get back to in-person programs, and we want to do that. You know, not only do our patrons want to do that, we want to do that, but we want to do that in a way that is safe. And so we are, you know, we worked through our guidelines as a group, and we want to do them. We're going to do smaller programs rather than those large kind of many hundreds of people
snakes
event.
A lot. Right? Can you believe we ever did that?
No.
So we're talking about socially distanced reading, you know, story times. With the small children, we're going to ask the parents to keep them on the lap. We know that's going to be hard. We know those little kids want to get down and run around and play with each other. But we just have to make it safe. We, you know, the story I don't want is the super spreader event at the library summer reading, right? That is not the headline any of us want to read. So we are going to go ahead and do those programs. I talked to Sean on Monday about what the county's going to do in response to the governor's change, and he said he's not changing anything. That in his building, in the county building, they all want to keep wearing their masks. And because I anticipated that they would say, okay, you know, we're dropping it. He said, nope, in the court building, they want to keep wearing the masks. Social services, the school superintendent, they all want to keep wearing their masks. So we said, I said, excellent. So we didn't change our policy. I will, to be completely straightforward with y'all, a lot of libraries around the state have dropped their mask policies. Their county administrations required them to. So we are in step so far with Sean and the county. Mm-hmm. He said he doesn't know how long it'll hold out. He said if he's pushed to, he may have to, but for now, he's gonna keep.
The county's on the masks. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so for now, we're gonna stick with our existing, all of our existing measures. We're gonna keep asking people to wear masks. We're gonna social distance. We're gonna have limited hours as a matter of safety. It's just a safety precaution. Janet Kirby told me today she got pushback from someone in her church who said, well, what makes y'all so special? You know, the grocery stores are all open and the schools are all open. Why are y'all so special that you don't have to be open? And you know, somebody else in the church group said, well, all of the stores are motivated by profit. That's why they're open.
Right, sure.
So people have not complained so far. People are still coming in wearing their masks. So.
Well, there are still some banks that don't have the lobbies open because, right. I mean, that's extreme.
Right. Well, but this county is a little different. I mean, that was the other factor in our conversation about summer reading, is the level of vaccination in this county is not as high as it is in the rest of the state of Virginia. And COVID Act Now, which is one of the sites that's aggregating this information, still lists Smith County as one of two in high risk, still at high risk. Mm-hmm. So I think here, prudence is justified. Being cautious and careful.
And is it the vaccination rate, like
30, we're getting close to 38%. It was 37.5 or something.
So 62 not vaccinated.
Right, the rest of the state is now close to 50.
Absolutely pitiful.
Yeah, so that's what we're working with.
The rest of the state is close to 50, just over 50. And some parts higher, but yeah, we're
still. Maybe you can have them show the little vaccination.
Oh, but then we'll get.
We're not allowed to. Not allowed to ask any of that. Not allowed to ask any of that. If yeah, and all of the other libraries that have dropped the mask requirements, they've stated it as fully vaccinated patrons. Mm-hmm. You know, are welcome to not use a mask.
But once they come in the door,
but once they come in the day, if they come in without the mask, you assume they're acting in good faith, even though they're quite certain that a good number of those folks have not been fully vaccinated.
Yeah, well, when you have 62% of your population is not vaccinated, you know that, you know.
We still have work to do.
Right.
So, so that is our intent, but I wanted y'all to have a chance to tell me if we're wrong.
So you're going to do away with the big...
Well, maybe at the end of the summer, if things go well, if we see mm-hmm. the case numbers stay down, we could do, if the performers are available, we don't know that they're going to be available. Yeah. Tracy is doing, when is your...
I'm going to do a couple of things in the parking lot, right off the parking lot, outside type bingo night. And the first thing we're doing is like a sign up for summer dance party, although I've got a better name for it. But
okay.
We have a DJ coming, and everybody's going to have chalk and little early Eaglin Mills and have a good time.
So,
but socially distant.
Yeah, outside.
So. Outside.
But as, those are the big events. But as far as like the weekly, I'm thinking back to when my kids were little.
Yeah.
The together time and the preschool story.
Yeah, I still have those.
What are those going to look like now?
Well, kids are going to be 3 feet apart.
Yeah,
that's what they do in school.
Are you going to have a limit on how many can attend? Or are you not? Because I don't know that
there were that many. I mean, that meeting room is pretty large.
Yeah.
So
you can pretty much just have that and then socially distance.
Right. And if I need to, I can add like more. But for the most part, I think
so. That's going to, when are those going to start back?
They'll be in June.
Certainly in June.
Yeah.
So that people, a lot of people will be excited. Are you going to do the same?
She's doing hers outside at the farmer's market.
And I had a comment about that. I noticed when we attended the ceremony, there were about 200 people there, and no one had on a mask except me and Mr. Pease and his wife.
Yeah.
And so I don't know about how, I think it'll be more difficult to enforce the mask policy outside.
So, yeah.
I don't know. And I don't know if that would change at that point, because we're not going to start until June.
Right. So, starting the 28th, all of those restrictions are dropped. So I don't know how you can enforce it outside. And outdoor events are safer, we know, than indoor events.
But the story time is going back in, and the same with Chris, I would assume, right?
Well, she has an issue. She doesn't have that many places to do story time.
It's a tiny building, too.
So, she can't do it in her building. Mm-hmm. So she'll either do them at their, what does she call it, the bandstand? Or...
Like the town park.
They have a similar outdoor space. But I think she was talking maybe one a month rather than one a week or something like that. That she is going to do.
It takes a little more coordinating to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she just doesn't have a place.
Okay. So summer reading is moving forward.
Moving forward in a different...
I mean, I'm not about to see my pants on summer reading, but it's moving forward. Just because things are,
They're going to do the packets and the bags and all that where they read and get a free book still? Is that going to look the same?
Yeah.
So
I'm going to have the story times, and then we're going to have a craft that they can take home.
Okay.
Because we can't make glue sticks and crayons and all that.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And we're going to have an activity bag for the whole summer, basically, if they don't want to attend in person.
That's what we did last year.
And that's what Chris is doing. I know for Saltville, she has all of hers pretty much built. And Chris is doing themes, like 1 week is one theme, and one of her weeks is like people who work with animals, so vets and zookeepers and I don't know, dog whisperer. She has all these different.
I made him.
Her all summer theme is tails and tails. So
okay,
just to get different animals.
She has different themes.
That sounds good for summer reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on summer reading?
Unless y'all have questions.
Oh, yeah, it sounds great. New business, revised internet policy.
Yes. Did y'all like our new revised internet policy?
So this is the draft.
Yes.
It's in the packet as well.
So we are required by law to have a policy that lays out what we do to protect children through the use of our public. And that's the old one.
This is the old one, which was a little longer.
Yes, it was 2007,
right.
So in their defense, the internet was still kind of new.
So it's been a while, 14 years.
Yeah.
And this is the new one.
So this one is a slimmer.
This has been reviewed by
Paul Morrison, who signed off on it. He asked me to make one change, which I added the word about this in the principles in the second paragraph of the last sentence. The Smith County Public Library is not responsible for the use of any patron's private information, which the patron chooses to share with. So Paul asked me to add that.
Okay.
So, good.
Okay. It looks good. You've had the attorney review it, so I'm going to go with whatever the attorney says is great.
And we also had the E-rate people look at it. The E-rate people also looked at it, and they said they thought it looked pretty good.
Okay. And it's like, for instance, this about the parent and guardian. Say a 14-year-old comes into the library and says, I want to get on the computer.
That's up to their parents if they're allowed to do that.
And it's got this in here now that we can say we're covered. We're not responsible for that. That's good.
So you allow them to do it?
Well,
we've
got a little clause here now reviewed by the attorneys that kind of keeps us safe legally.
Couldn't find that.
The parents.
Oh, it's a new version? Mm-hmm. So this is the new version. That's the old version.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. When the parents come in to sign for card, because if you're under 18, your parent has to sign for the card. We have spots on the card that says, if you want your child to be able to use the internet, if they're not there, they have to put permission on there.
Okay.
And that goes in the account on our system.
Yeah.
So that if the kid just is dropped off and wants to use it, we can see that they have internet.
Check their card.
And you have filters put on the computer
as
well, so they can't just sit and access things that are not appropriate.
Yes, all of the public computers have filters. I will tell you that, you know, the guys who want to get around those filters get around those filters. And there's, you know, Josh, this is part of what Josh does and what we pay all those security firms money for, is to filter all of that objectionable content off of our computers.
So that we don't need to vote on. That was just for information, right?
Y'all need to vote on this.
You
have to vote on this.
Well, we need to vote to approve.
Well, if we approve that.
Do we have a second to approve this new internet public use policy?
Donna, do we have a second?
Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay. Nellie is going to have you a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you for doing all that work, Rose.
And then we will put this up on the website.
That's wonderful.
Yes, this is part of the requirement for E-rate. So E-rate pays for our internet, and so this is one of the...
I think that's a pretty good deal.
$50. They pay for the internet, we give them a new policy.
There you go. Great. So let's move on to the exciting page here. The new logo consideration.
Yes, so I sent you all some options for a new logo. So let me talk about why I want a new logo.
Okay.
So our existing logo is a very stark, sharp, spiky thing of mountains with purple. And it's not particularly attractive, and I'm not sure it reflects the best of this community. And so, you know, we want to use our logo on everything. We want a new sign out front of the library. We want a new website. We want, you know, we really want to reflect how the library and this community meet, you know, how we reflect this community. And so Darren Handy from Handy Graphics put together these ideas. He came and talked to us, came and talked to me at the library. We spent probably an hour and a half together talking about everything the library does, you know, what our ambitions for the library are, and he came up with these designs. He is very happy to work with us to modify them. I'm not asking y'all to make a final choice tonight, but I wanted some guidance from you all. Partly because you all are longer term residents of this county than I am. And so I kind of want to see hear feedback from you all about what you like, what you don't like, and how you all would like to proceed.
I really like the designs that have been put forth here. I like the ones with color. I think those are eye-catching.
Me too.
I don't like 7 or 8. I don't like 1.
Do you know, I think we should just have one that's going to entice people to come into the library. None of that, I really don't care.
You really don't have an opinion then, so you're fine with whatever they choose.
I am.
I kind of would.
I'm just being honest.
I feel the same. I think any of these ultimately that they choose, that you all choose, are going to be just great. And I trust that you all will exercise wonderful judgment in picking the best one that reflects, you know, you all are the ones day in, day out that are there at the library.
Margaret, that's the greatest idea. Just let me.
Well, I like them all.
Smooth, really smooth.
As long as it's not 1, 7, or 8.
I don't like it. But I'm just saying the colors.
No, I agree with you.
I like the colors, all the others, but, you know, ultimately, you're going to have our support no matter what you decide. And
I like logo 6 without those 3 words.
So it's essentially kind of like logo 2 with a toned down, the toned down rays of sun.
Yeah, the logo 2 has the sun coming up over the heels. And that one has the sun and all
so
the rays.
So you like logo 6 with the rays?
Except I don't like those words.
No words with the rays.
Yeah. Is there something like that?
Sure, he can do whatever we want. Seriously.
I think of the mountains. I think of the sunshine. I like the water.
I like that
going through it.
I like that. Yeah, like it's distinct. The blue water, the green mountains.
That's what
I think. It gets kind of lost in that.
All right, we got a 2, 3, or 4.
I said if I had to choose, it would be 2, 3, or 4.
Oh, you would be 2, 3, or 4. I think we can.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not what I like.
No, but you like 2. No, what did you like
6?
Oh, but you take 2.
So we're gonna fight.
She likes.
And I'll take any of them.
I'm joking. I'm just joking.
So but she likes 2.
We should have a fight now. 2 is 6.
I didn't like that.
Is the ratings more prevalent?
Yes. And also, with number 6, could you put something like at the bottom of logo 3? Do you see that little swirl at the bottom?
Well, he kind of has it.
That's at the base of the mountain.
That's right the base here. Of the mountain.
No, no, here.
I don't think you want
logo 3.
Right, yeah. But he has it here. So that's what those bottom lines are.
Yeah, but on this one, could you take something like that and put it at the bottom of this one?
So she's saying put it at the bottom.
At the bottom. Do you see how plain the bottom looks? The bottom looks plain, like it just fell away. But if you had something to kind of give it a boundary.
Let's go 2. I like 2.
I like whatever, you know, ultimately you all just decide which one you like.
Because, before everyone got here, we were talking about those 3 little words. And then, Rose, you were talking about how this one, as it shrinks, you know, so.
So, yeah, my concern about 3 and 4, I like 3 and 4. Well, my personal favorite is 2, but that's neither here nor there. 3 and 4 I like, but as you shrink it down onto smaller things, those mountains are going to get lost, my concern about 3 and 4.
Right.
And I think they're very attractive, but as they get smaller, you're going to lose that detail of the layers.
And then I think on 6, that'll be the issue of losing those 3 words.
Yeah.
I don't like those 3 words.
Yeah, those 3 words are going to be too small. But maybe
you need a magnifying glass to see what they say.
I can't read it like it is now.
So we're going to leave it at this.
Okay.
Everybody down at the end of the table over there? Everybody down there? This is how we're going to leave it.
We got it.
Basically, you have our own personal opinions on what we each like, and we are now going to turn this decision